Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by the Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headset. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1. Sennheiser, the quiet revolution. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2012 in Orlando, Florida. I'm in the booth of JS Firm with Jeff Richards. Jeff, you guys are the monster.com of aviation employment, I guess, is a good way to describe you. What trends are you seeing in the aviation job market? What are the most in-demand jobs and what's less so?
Well, we've actually been really busy lately, and what we're seeing is high demand for skilled technicians. Especially we're seeing it in structures, composites, the UAV market has been really driving that. But it's the skilled, the guys that have the 10-plus years experience. Companies are saying that they're harder and harder to find. They're working right now. They're employed.
Is most of that demand in maintenance and repair, or is it OEM or both? I would think that it's more strongly driven by maintenance.
Absolutely. The MRO facilities have been really keeping us busy the past few months, and things are a little bit slow on the OEM side, especially for business aircraft. Absolutely, the MROs are.
And does that trend appear to be accelerating?
Yes. Yeah. We just did a study. We reported 61% more jobs being posted in the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame a year ago. And most of those, the bulk of those jobs were the maintenance and avionics, structures, AMP type jobs.
And so those guys are really trained craftsmen, not necessarily professional engineers?
Yeah, the demand is the high-end mechanics, technicians, yep.
What about any geographical nature to this?
No, we're seeing it a lot across the board. There's always going to be your hot spots, your Wichita area, your Kansas. A lot of it's DOD contract driven. Waco is very hot right now. Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, Florida. They've had a large need for structures mechanics. Those two areas right now are what I'm seeing is hot.
What about in the professional ranks for aerodynamicists and engineers and that sort of thing?
Well, again, there's always going to be a strong demand for engineers, but skilled. Unfortunately, the guys coming out of school, they're not as in demand right now. Your structural, again, the structures, structural engineers with 5-10-plus years are very, very hot. Component engineers, composite engineers, anything like that is very popular.
If you're giving advice to someone looking for an aviation job in those hot fields, what would that advice be?
Get your foot in the door. Get your foot in the door. Prove to them what you can do, and stay with the company. I know my companies always say they're always leery of taking on a person that appears to job jump, they're looking for some of his loyalty, and we'll stay with the company and grow with them.
And tell us a little bit about how a JS Firm works.
JSFirm.com has been around for 13 years. We are free to job seekers. We have about 4,000 aviation companies that post their open aviation aerospace positions. They go in and they search our resume database. They use us to notify the aviation industry that they're hiring.
Okay, well, thanks for the briefing.
All right, thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBA 2012 in Orlando, Florida. We've been speaking with Jeff Richards of JS Firm. Thanks for listening.